Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Less than 90 minutes from now, Bill O'Brien will address the media. The first time anyone from the Texans organization has addressed the media following the abrupt firing of Brian Gaynor. Was it abrupt? John McClain says that saw it coming for a month. Did not quite know that, but to each his own. It was abrupt to most of us involved, but we'll hear from Bill O'Brien in 90 minutes. Minicamp is underway. No Jadeveon Clowney. No surprise there, but it is mandatory right now. No Clowney. So Clowney watch continues. We expect this to go on for at least a couple more months late into the offseason. But it'll be interesting to see, John Lopez, how a new general manager, whenever they make that decision, impacts the negotiations between Clowney and the Texans franchise.
We'll see how it affects it for sure. I think it's going to affect it. And that's one of the things that I was in a little bit of a disagreement with John McClain on today. It's just a new face. By default, it's going to be a new perspective. I mean, not everybody's perspective on everything is exactly the same. So we'll see.
And speaking of we'll see, Nick Caserio, the Texans have asked for permission to talk to him. John McClain said they asked as early as Friday. No word yet on whether he has or hasn't interviewed, but the Patriots cannot block him. However, they can delay it and try to woe him. See Josh McDaniels last year when he agreed to go to Indianapolis and be the head coach, but then at the last second decided to go back to New England. His college teammate, Nick Caserio, could do the exact same thing, which would leave me and a lot of people chasing their tails and heartbroken at the altar. Ian Rappaport with the latest on that. And by the way, Ian Rappaport is going to join the show tomorrow at 1:15. But here's the man from the NFL Network on the Texans GM search.
They just thought there was a better option out there. Essentially, the inability to kind of do trades and think as fast as you need to really led them to go in a different direction here. And obviously now Bill O'Brien intricately involved in the search for Gaynor's replacement. The hope is to talk to Nick Caserio, the Patriots de facto general manager who Bill Belichick has entrusted with so much of his personnel department. No firm word yet on if that interview has happened or when it is going to happen, but that is my understanding of what should be next for Houston. This could be something that happens rather quick, mainly because Bill O'Brien knows what he wants and obviously has a lot of familiarity with Caserio from their time in New England.
We have loopholes weighing in, and they're talking about me giving up my hopes on Caserio, Nick Caserio being the GM of the Houston Texans, and I'm just setting myself up for heartbreak. I agree 100% with you.
Mm-hmm.
I am still entertaining the possibility that we find out that Nick Caserio is going to stay in New England with the Patriots, just like Josh McDaniels did last year. But let me ask you this, OG. Josh McDaniels eventually wants to be a head coach.
Sure.
I don't think anyone doubts that. Do you think, and this is something that I think we do have going for us here in Houston, if we do hope for Nick Caserio to come here and be the GM of the Texans, you think maybe the fact that Josh McDaniels rejected the Colts could actually play into the Texans' favor? And hear me out on this, mm-hmm. because I understand the Patriots won a Super Bowl last year. I get that. However, Tom Brady's 42 years old, and I'm assuming that when Josh McDaniels rejected that job, the uncertainty of Andrew Luck in his future probably came into play. If he would have known that Andrew Luck was going to come back and look like he did last year, I think there's a better chance that maybe he takes that job. So maybe, just maybe,
yeah.
Is there a little piece of Josh McDaniels that regrets not taking that job and not leaving the Patriots when he had the opportunity?
I mean, yeah, but he won a Super Bowl. I mean,
but he'd already won a Super Bowl before, is my point.
Well, four is better than three, or two is better than one.
But being a head coach of one of the teams that a lot of people are high on,
yeah.
in the Indianapolis Colts, can go a long way. Correct?
No, I get that, but I don't think he's got a lot of regrets. I think he understands winning another Super Bowl. He's gonna be a head coach, and not only is he gonna be a head coach,
but is he gonna get a situation like that?
Not only is he gonna be a head coach, he's gonna be able to pick and choose his situation a lot better, a lot easier. So he's not going to just take the first available job, because now he's got yet another Super Bowl under his belt. He'll be able to take a job like Indianapolis, you know, a better job, because he's not just going to be some schmo happy to get an NFL job.
Just trying to look at the glass half full, and you just urinated all in that glass. Thank you very much, John Lopez. Nick Caserio, we heard from him earlier in the show about his philosophies and the Texans' biggest weaknesses. Here is Caserio on evaluating drafts. A lot of people already down on the Texans draft that Brian Gain just had in 2019. Nick Caserio says, don't be so fast to evaluate drafts.
When they walk in the door, they may not be what the grade says. It may be more reflective of what we think the player is going to be by a second. Some make a little more progress than others, maybe some a little bit more time, but you know, everybody does it. Like, everybody's going to assign a grade, like, okay, this grade, this draft got a B, this draft got an F. It's hard to do. I mean, what are you basing that off of? So it's so fretting. Like, now is not the time to say, well, we think, you know, look, none of us really know how this is going to go. Not to use, like, a guy like Julian as an example. You know, here's a guy, seventh round pick. I mean, when we drafted him, like, I mean, for us to sit here and say, yeah, we knew what we had, I mean, it's kind of imbecilic. I mean, I don't think that, like, none of us can say that. But you're going off the athletic skills, you're going off the traits, and then Julian showed it's a long process. It takes a bunch of time. The time to do that is a little bit further on down the road once you have a little more information to make an assessment.
Let me interpret this for you, because I really like this one as well. It's hard not to like what he's saying. First of all, he is so not Patriots when he does talk. He tends to stay in the background. He doesn't talk a lot. But when he does, he's pretty candid. You know, I mean, he's not like Bill Belichick, just kind of mumbling. Or even Bill O'Brien, you know, who just kind of doesn't say a lot. He's pretty candid. But what I like on that cut, on his opinion of evaluating drafts, he's basically saying, yes, we use measurables and analytics, but I trust my eyes. I trust my personal evaluation of players. And I love that. I've always said, use the analytics, use the measurables. But can that dude make play? And it ties in with the previous one we played in the last segment.
Imbecilic.
Imbecilic, yeah.
That's a John Lopez word right there.
Thank you.
He's got the vocab of the OG John Lopez.
I knew I liked him for a reason.
You do.
By the way, he's one smart dude. I was reading a story when he was working at, is it J.P. Morgan or Morgan Stanley, one of those, and he was a financial advisor. They interviewed his boss. And his boss said, we were devastated to lose him. He could be a restaurant owner. He could be a business owner. He could be a magician. He could be a football guy. He could be a financial advisor and have the same amount of success. You like to hear things like that.
This is actually from an analytics conference. A lot of these cuts are. I watched an entire two-hour analytic conference yesterday just to try to get in the mind of Nick Caserio. If you think anyone's going to be pissed off if he's not the next GM of the
Texans,
it's gonna
be you.
Yeah, look right here. I might have to call in or something like
What's the worst case scenario?
Worst case scenario is you don't get this guy.
Well, I mean, how? How do you not get him?
Yeah, he gets more money from the New England Patriots. Robert Kraft gives him a blank check, says, you're the general manager, and Bill Belichick says, I'm going to take a step back. That's how it happens. Now,
let me give you what I think is going to happen if they
don't do it
him.
To me, John.
No.
Don't do it to me.
I want him here. I like him. I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Don't do it to me.
If you're a Texans fan, I don't know how you're not loving what you're hearing. And we got another cut regarding his thoughts on running back coming up in a second. But Sean Pendergast tweeted, and I don't think, kiddingly, I think, you know, I agree with Sean that one of the things is he's got two elementary school age kids. You can't overstate how important it is for the kids to be consistent in, you know, where they live and grow up and all they know is the New England area, et cetera. I think it's as simple as this. He's not officially the general manager of the New England Patriots. That's not his title. I don't think Bill Belichick, who is the general manager and head coach, I don't think he gives two flips about any titles. I think he's going to be able to give him not just a raise, not just the love, but say the greatest coach, if not the greatest coach in the history of the NFL, just gave up his general manager duties to you. You don't leave if he does that.
You could. If you see that Tom Brady is 42 years old and Deshaun Watson is in his early 20s,
I understand that. But
you could.
But when he names you general manager, that's an extra. You've kicked the can down the road another 5-6 years.
What if Belichick's going to be gone in 3 years?
That's what I'm saying. You're still going to be general manager.
Yeah, but would you rather be the general manager in Houston or would you rather be the general manager in New England?
I'd rather be the general manager that has the New England lure. Whether Brady is there or not, you're going to be riding this wave for decades. You know what I mean? It's like the Steelers.
You'll be riding it, but you won't have Belichick and Brady. So
I mean,
that
the Steelers just have that aura. The Cowboys just have that aura. And neither one of them has won squat lately. Right,
let me add to this. This is something else that he does have.
Yeah.
Because it's not like he doesn't know what Houston is like. He knows Bill O'Brien. Mm-hmm. He knows Jack Easterby, who just got here a couple months ago. What if Jack Easterby is telling him how great Houston is and how much
no,
he
that's
would love
fair.
Here?
Hope he is.
You better be, Jack.
I'll get him some of my OG sauce.
Jack, your butt is on the line right now. I need you. I need you to go ahead and sell my guy because Nick Caserio is the only scenario right here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. More from the man, the myth, the legend, Nick Caserio. We know the Texans have ignored the running back position. Deontay Foreman, you're hoping he can bounce back. Lamar Miller, hopefully he can do what he did last year when he made the Pro Bowl. But after that, there hasn't been much going on. The New England Patriots have been known for maximizing running backs, whether it's a first-round pick like Sonny Michel, whether it's a guy coming out of nowhere like Rex Burkhead, whether it's James White emerging as one of the biggest receiving threats for Tom Brady. They know how to maximize that running back position. So tell us, Nick Caserio, we got running back worries here in Houston. What is your philosophy on evaluating that position?
It's not a matter of resource allocation. It's a matter of just like we talked about when we picked Sony. It's about just good football players. So, you know, we've had running backs come in all different shapes and sizes, and we've gotten production from you know Shane Vereen to Danny Woodhead to Antoine Smith to Corey Dillon. I mean, a running back position, I mean, it's like any other position. I mean, our team's going to be different year to year. I mean, it always is, and that position is going to be different. So the league is different as well. So there's, you know, how we play. We don't play the same each week. So we're just trying to find players that can fit maybe how we play, you know, offensively. So take one more.
I saw on Patriots.com that Josh McDaniels was in the ward room, at least for day one.
What was the last part?
He was in Josh McDaniels was in the war room.
Oh, yeah.
Day one, and he basically just says, "Yeah, he's in there all the time."
But I want him to know, you know, his track record with running backs, and how many times have we talked about it. They get some schmo at overachieves with the Patriots. That's not just Tom Brady; it is a lot of Tom Brady, but it's been able to evaluate a guy for your system.
I'm sold on this guy, 100%. I'll be heartbroken.
It's hard not to be.
If Caserio is not the scenario, then I'm going to be very, very upset. But if he is, might have to throw a party. We might have to throw a loophole party at the place of your choice. By the way, speaking of a loophole, someone sent me a picture of him and his son eating crickets the other day.
Oh, I saw that.
They were barbecue flavored.
I saw that.
Thank you very much for that. You kind of cheated because you didn't get the one straight from Petco, but congratulations either way. Let's go around the NFL. Colts offensive tackle Antonio Garcia suspended without pay for the first four games of the 2019 regular season for violating the NFL policy on PEDs. As someone who wants the Texans to do well, Colts starting offensive lineman suspended, good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad, but at four games, that's the initial suspension. People don't care about PEDs in the NFL. Nevertheless, that's good news for the Texans.
More good news for the Texans. Jaguars defensive end Yannick Ngakoue, he is not going to be at their mandatory minicamp. He actually released a statement, which I find very interesting. I don't expect Jadeveon Clowney, who's not at Texans' mandatory minicamp, which happens today. Don't expect him to release a statement, but this is the statement released by the Jags DN. Quote, "I will not be attending minicamp as my contract has not been resolved. I remain committed to Jacksonville, the fans, and my teammates. My hope is to be with Jacksonville for years to come." Should Clowney release a statement, OG?
No, and I don't like this statement. I really don't. I get that he has to be political and he has to be able to keep the fans, you know, on his side, and you know, my hope is to be with Jacksonville. But you're basically telling management, "Oh, I'll come."
That's not good negotiations. Is it?
I'll come back. I'm just making a statement here. No, the right statement is, "I'm out. I'm out until they sign me." You know, Show me the money. I mean, if you're really going to make a statement that maybe makes them quake in their boots a little bit. You know,
former Cowboys wide receiver Cole Beasley, he signed with the Buffalo Bills. This is what he had to say about being with the Buffalo Bills after starting his career with the Dallas Cowboys. Quote, "I'm just glad to be here, where it's 100% about ball and not a show or a brand. It's much purer here." You want to talk about smoke on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about the Dallas Cowboys like that. Cole Beasley's mentions, not pretty.
He's not wrong. I mean, you've been around that team more than I have lately, but there's always something extra going on with the Cowboys.
But I always felt like he liked the extra. That's the thing about Cole Beasley. He's not just like a – I mean, he
– And he went to SMU.
He's releasing rap albums.
It's not like he's not familiar with Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is – he seemed like he enjoyed the show. It just didn't go his way. So it's interesting that he's doing that. Astros showing up well in the All-Star ballot. Third baseman Alex Bregman leads All-American League third baseman in votes. Jose Altuve in second place among second basemen. Springer is second for outfielders. Correa ranks second among shortstops. So the Astros, Michael Brantley fourth among outfielders.
Am I going to get my seven All-Stars that I predicted?
Maybe, maybe not.
A month and a half, 2 months ago?
Robinson Chirinos fourth among catchers.
Because keep in mind, there's still going to be guys that are going to be added to the team, although I know they have to fill it in with other rosters.
Top three vote getters at each position get elected. And speaking of Carlos Correa, he finally met with the media. We saw the statement that he released when we heard that he cracked his rib getting a massage. We saw the Sparkle Princess video on YouTube. Carlos Correa, amidst the media scrum over the weekend, on what went wrong when he cracked his rib getting a massage, allegedly.
So what was the reaction of your masseuse when she...
Her reaction when she gasped, she went... And I was like, what happened? What's that?
What happened?
That's never happened in my 20 years before. And I'm like, well, that's not comforting, you know what I mean? And, you know, I went down, Daniela asked me what happened, I told her, and I texted Jeremiah right away.
What happened? You're... This is bizarre. Even this one is bizarre.
He asked her what happened.
If your rib broke, you know what happened. Yeah. You know?
I just couldn't imagine cracking my rib and then going, well, that's not encouraging.
Yeah, or saying what happened. I was saying, you broke my freaking rib.
That's a weird story.
That's a weird one.
Astros back at it again tonight. They're going to host the Brewers at the Juice Box. Brad Peacock on the bump. Last night, great basketball game in the NBA. Started out with Kevin Durant making his return with the Warriors trailing 3-1. 11 points in the first quarter. Kawhi Leonard was guarding him. He was demanding double teams. He looked like the same old KD. However, with 2.5 minutes left, with 2 minutes into the second quarter, Kevin Durant got hurt. You immediately knew it was the Achilles injury. More details to come, but Kevin Durant out for the remainder of the series. It looked like Toronto late in the game with 2.5 minutes left after 10 straight points from Kawhi Leonard was going to win the championship. However, the Warriors rally. They end up winning by 1 point, 106-105. The series goes to Golden State, 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, man, my heart broke for Kevin Durant.
I was sick.
And the way that the Raptors fans reacted to that, one of the most Bush League things I've seen in a long time.
They were, like, raucously cheering. It's one thing, like, your initial reaction, like, oh, okay, Durant's down. And then when it sinks in, oh, man, he's legitimately hurt. That's when you're, like, you're not, you know, yelling and applauding. Some people say everywhere that would happen. I think everywhere that would happen, maybe in small, you know, pockets of the arena or whatever, that was bad look, man.
I honestly think Durant did, though, give the Warriors some life. He gave them something to rally around, and he showed them that he was willing to risk it. I give him credit for that. Could I interest you in a stat regarding the Golden State Warriors?
Please.
Since 2015 in NBA Finals games, in games that Kevin Durant plays in Finals games, the Warriors are 9-1. In games that he doesn't play, they're 8-9.
Man.
They'll look to improve to .500 on Thursday. We have to wait till Thursday when the series resumes.
I mean, guys have already gone on vacation, come back, and gone on another vacation after the season. You know, like other players. And they're still playing basketball. Anybody who thinks that they're not better without Kevin Durant is nuts.
It's going to be interesting. If this goes 7, it's going to be a fun Sunday. I enjoyed that game last night very much. So all the emotions you can imagine. Not sure why that Jamoke Raptors coach decided to call a timeout with 2.5 minutes left, up 6. Kind of backfired on him. And you know who was rooting for the Warriors? Nick Turturro. He was into it early in the game. He thought that the Warriors were getting all the calls.
You're already starting this with the phony fake fouls. Watch this crooked NBA tonight. Every little move step takes a shot after the foul's a foul. Don't try to fool me, you phony fake NBA refs. Be ashamed of yourself. Watch these.
Jeez.
Jeez.
When did he become Joe Pesci in it's Casino?
That might be a race card, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
Sounds like Joe Pesci. Race card!
I guess they all sound alike. Not sure. All New Yorkers sound alike. Finals resume on Thursday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. We're about an hour away from Bill O'Brien meeting with the media. What's he going to say about the departure of Brian Gang? Keep it locked. We got you covered. It's lunchtime on In the Loop. And speaking of Bill O'Brien, what do we want to hear him say in an hour? The OG John Lopez is going to lay out the questions that need to be asked next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.